When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
A new study suggests that long-term side effects of the coronavirus may include memory loss. So if you never got COVID, maybe you did.
Dang it.
I'm home right now because I might have the COVID.
The Fauci fever.
Hey, Jack, you DA, there are tests for that. Yeah, I know. I've taken them, and I've passed them. I'm sorry it's come back negative. Oh, God. No, I've gotten negative COVID tests, but my kids tested positive. I was with my kids all last week, and I don't have the COVID. I just have COVID symptoms and no COVID. That just seems so unlikely.
Yeah. I definitely think another test might be in order.
I'm going to schedule another official test, like at the university today. Uh-huh. That's one where they go up through the Southland.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
All the way.
They put you under. I mean, it's a heavy-duty test.
Great Scott.
Oh, yeah. They open you up.
Wow. I'm not going to that hospital.
So, they're thorough. There are a couple of giant pieces of legislation. Don't touch that dial. Jeez, I feel like the second I say legislation, people are going to touch the dial. I would. I hate hearing about legislation.
Yeah, I know, but this is not minor league crap. This is changing the soul. This is a DNA implant to the genetics of the United States of America.
And there are so many aspects to this $5 trillion-ish pair of bills. $5 trillion, probably something in that range. There's so many aspects to it that aren't known yet because they haven't decided what it is. They keep talking about how much it is, but not what's in it. Then they're going to pass it, and we're all going to find out in which ways have you turned us into Europe. Some of it has got booted out. It looks like the free year of community college for everyone in America has got thrown out, thank God, and a bunch of other dumb stuff. But a bunch of other stuff looks like it's going to stay in it. Wall Street Journal was talking today about the Bernie Sanders experiment for America's children. Taxpayers won't be the only ones hurt by the pre-K program. So I reference this all the time, and because we talked about this many years ago, and I don't want to repeat myself over and over again, but I always say every time pre-K comes up, it doesn't work. Google it. Google pre-K and any studies of it. It doesn't work.
In terms of academic achievement.
Well, it's never discussed. Whenever you hear anybody mention pre-K, it never gets more than a half of a sentence of explanation. It says pre-K, which is another year of education for young people, which will help them all have started, have an equal head start. End of story. Okay. Do you think your kids need a year earlier of education? I didn't, and it turns out you don't. There have been a whole bunch of studies done that show that it doesn't do any good. And there are some recent studies that think it does harm. What it is, and we are talking to a coworker who will remain nameless, who said it's really about the financial situation of childcare. Yeah, I know. That's what I've been saying for years. It's free childcare for all across America. It's a financial thing for people who want to get their kids into childcare. And not have to pay for it, using my finger quotes.
Yes, government child care.
Government child care. But they are going through some education for it. Well, so, what should I do first? Should I read the stuff first? Oh, no, I'll tell the story first. So this coworker who did this pre-K thing because they had it locally, got their kid into it because it was cheaper than the child care they were paying for, because it was free, using my finger quotes again. We're all paying for it with our taxes, but you're not writing a check every week to a sitter or a nanny or whatever. It's free in that sense. And their kid hated it, was miserable, actually cried and begged to be taken out of it.
Wow.
Turns out there are all kinds of studies that say kids are not ready at that age for education, and we're denying them some of the very important time that they need to develop at home.
Hmm.
And we're going to convince America, no. This important time that experts have identified as necessary for the growth of young people at that age, no. We're going to convince you that you need to get them into a school setting. Anyway, now, let me read from the Wall Street Journal.
Okay, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
As for the pre-K plan, and this is kind of long, but I think this is important because we're about to all pay for this, all of us. As for the pre-K plan, a New York Times report accurately described it as part of a progressive dream for the nation's education system. I've been talking about it my entire adult life, wanting it. Expanding government is the point, says the Wall Street Journal. When critics point out disappointing results from various pre-K programs, advocates simply clarify that what they're building is a high-quality pre-K, as if universal government programs are synonymous with high quality. That sounds a lot to me like the socialism works. It just hasn't been done right yet. No, pre-K will work. It just hasn't been done correctly yet. When the government gets enough money, then they'll do it the right way. In 2017, the Brookings Institution, not right-wingers, assembled a task force of interdisciplinary scientists from various leading research universities to assess state-funded pre-K programs. The Brookings Task Force reported, convincing evidence on the longer-term impacts of scaled-up pre-K programs on academic outcomes and school progress is sparse, precluding broad conclusions, blah, blah, blah. The evidence that does exist often shows that pre-K-induced improvements in learning are detectable during elementary school, but studies also reveal null or negative longer-term impacts for programs. In other words, yeah, a kid that goes in at 4 might be ahead of the kids that didn't go in at 4, but the other kids catch up with them very quickly. That's what all the studies show, if there is any benefit, and there's more to this. In 2018, Early Childhood Research Quarterly published a paper by Vanderbilt researchers. This study of the Tennessee Voluntary Pre-K Program is the first randomized control trial of state pre-K programs. The Vanderbilt team reported that while pre-K students in the program initially surpassed kids who didn't go to pre-K across a battery of achievement tests, this advantage did not hold. During the kindergarten year and thereafter, the control children caught up with the pre-K participants on those tests and generally surpassed them. Similar results appeared on the third grade achievement test for a full random size. Pre-K participants did not perform as well as the control children. So the pre-K kids had a bit of an academic head start in kindergarten, obviously, because you've already done some of the most basic math and reading. The kindergarten kids catch up, the only kindergarten kids catch up very quickly and then pass them going forward for some reason. Well, now we get to
the,
for some reason.
I wonder if the little... okay. All right. I have speculation, but why engage in my stupid, ignorant speculation? You have expert testimony.
In February of this year, a report came out from the Manhattan Institute that for some children, pre-K programs are not even useless. They may cause genuine harm given how young the kids are when they were moved out of the household and into a new setting.
These findings are, exactly.
That's part of it. Not ready for that. Any stress. You're not ready for any stress at 3 or 4.
Right.
These findings are consistent with and likely partly explained by recent advances in our understanding of neuroscience and child development. Studies suggest that many children exhibit higher levels of stress hormones, called toxic stress in childcare environments than they do at home, which could leave a lasting physical impact on their brain architecture. Some concerns may not necessarily deter Bernie Sanders, given his ideological given his ideological commitment to central planning. Pre-K is just one part of a larger plan for the federal government to be involved in child care from the earliest ages. But voters may want to urge their elective representatives to pause before initiating this Sanders revolution. They go into more details. The Quebec Family Policy up in Canada They did this for a while. For children in two-parent households, the results were rather grim. Deterioration in parenting practices, deterioration in children's behavior, and long-term harm to their health and life satisfaction for kids that got into pre-K versus kids that didn't.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Let's institute that universally. That sounds great.
Right. So I have been arguing for years it doesn't do any good, so let's not make every taxpayer pay for free child care when it doesn't do any good. There are more recent studies that say it does harm.
Well, and I would suggest to ye that at the point it becomes a universally implemented gigantic government program, the quality that yielded those troubling results will decline. It will get worse.
The stress will get worse because this is guaranteed to happen. There'll start to be some mandatory universal norms that you have to meet as a pre-K teacher or school to keep your funding. So there'll be more pushing for standardized results for these pre-K kids like we do at all the other grades.
Wow.
So they'll all be about teaching to the test to keep your funding, adding more stress to kids that aren't designed for that sort of thing.
I learned in college from a professor, she was, I realized in retrospect, a Marxist, who would go on and on, it wasn't even really apropos to the topic, she would go on and on about how the nuclear family should not be raising children, that the government should have a much greater role in raising children so that they would understand their responsibilities in society and blah, blah, blah. She's advocating government raising of children, obviously. And that's a big part of Marxism, and it's kind of tangential, or it's next door philosophies of socialism and far left liberalism. They really like the idea of getting your kids very, very early and teaching them the truth, the Marxist truth, as quickly and early as they can. It shocked me as an 18, 19 year old, however old I was, but it's absolutely a part of it. And I think that's a small to medium part of this. I think the other part is just the socialist impulse that the government, taxpayers, the successful industry, whatever, ought to pay for everything.
I understand the impulse to want to make sure that all kids have an equal chance. What I don't get is how the Bernie Sanders crowd that wants pre-K and talking, Barack Obama and everybody's been talking about pre-K my entire adult life, about how we just go and we get pre-K going. Where are your studies that show it does what you want it to do? They don't exist.
I think it's just a pretext to supply government-funded child care. But they know if they make it sound like there's some educational, yield to it, that people would be more in favor of it. If they just said government-funded child care, they would get a lot less positive response.
Well, I realize there's a little long, deep dive into that, but as of last night, the pre-K thing is in the human infrastructure bill and is going to pass. It's going to happen,
It
would seem. And it's awful. It's just awful.
Judy and I had our kids in a church-run preschool program, they called it. It was fun. It was play-based. They loved it. They couldn't wait to go. So I think that's a different situation than government-funded, government preschool, DMV preschool. I mean, where are they going to get the people, the qualified, decent people to do this? You can't get workers to do anything. And all of a sudden, we're going to open up hundreds of thousands of government-run, government-paid-for preschools around the country. We are, and there isn't going to be horrific abuse and neglect in them? This is so bad.
And it's going to pass. It's almost guaranteed to pass at this point. And how much national discussion has there been about it? Have you heard any anywhere? I haven't. I'm glad the Wall Street Journal took it on. We're talking about it.
Just here and now.
Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantaged retirement. Call 800-908-1616 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-908-1616. That's 800-908-1616, 1-800-908-1616.
Whether you're vaccinated or not, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, and only the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay.
Actually, I think the horns are too much.
Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera by offering free shipping for a limited time. Visit simplysafe.com.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Current Creek, and Airport Road. Come check out our sale October 18th through the 31st. With this fall weather, it's a perfect time to save big when ordering your sod for your yard or planting a winter garden. Garden Power soil is only $45.99 a yard. King Kong winterizer fertilizer for only $24.99 a bag. Need to update your tools? All hand tools, including shovels, rakes, picks, and more, all drastically reduced. Been wanting a patio or pathway? Baselight pavers and retaining wall is all on sale. As always, Laux Landscape Supply carries all your sand, soils, barks, and gravels for your projects, whether you pick up or we deliver. Now's the chance to save big October 18th through the 31st at Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Current Creek, and Airport Road. Check us out on the web at louckslandscape.com or give us a call at 378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
It's Super Saturday, October 30th, at Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. The Sikh Center Anderson, in partnership with Anderson RX and Anderson Medical Associates, team up to host a COVID-19 vaccination clinic from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Sacred Heart Parish at 3141 St. Stephen's Drive off of Stingy Lane in Anderson. Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson vaccines will be available. Come and get vaccinated on Super Saturday and enjoy free food while organizers hand out Dutch Bros, Walmart, and Starbucks gift cards. It's the Super Saturday Vaccination Clinic, October 30th, from 8 to 3 at Sacred Heart Parish in Anderson.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane. At Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
It's the Ramsey Show. Talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Boy, we got a lot of texts about the whole pre-K thing, so if you want to join in, we'll hit some of the highlights next segment.
Text line 415-295-KFTC. I recognize that you might be shocked to hear this is about to become a thing in the United States. It is very likely to pass and be part of the human infrastructure bill.
If emailing's more your style, you can hit us up at mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com, and we will resume the discussion. So I watched some of the World Series game last night. I hadn't realized the first hit. Oh, racism, racism. Top of the first inning, first guy to step to the plate, homered. It's the first time that's ever happened.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was kind of surprised to hear that. Yeah.
Houston Astro player.
Yeah, he did indeed.
Stealing signs.
Probably. Banging on trash cans, bunch of cheaters. Anyway, I'm rooting for the Braves because it'll be humiliating for Major League Baseball having moved the All-Star game out of Atlanta and moving it to Lily White Denver. More on that to come. But so the guy pitching for the Braves, Charlie Morton, he's probably their best pitcher. He's a very, very good pitcher anyway. He got hit with a one-hopper at 102 miles per hour.
Right in the five hole.
Well, no, right in the leg, the lower leg, 102
not
miles
the
per
five
hour.
Hole.
Not even close to the five. Well, somewhat close to the five hole. But anyway, that's folks, that's a hockey expression for if the puck goes between the goaltender's pads, his leg pads, between his legs. That's the five hole. Anyway. If Jack is done, I'll move on. So this guy, he kind of shook it off. He didn't really react much at all. And then he threw to like, four or five more batters, it didn't allow a walk, didn't allow a hit, really looked good. Then he struck out a guy and grimaced and kind of half went down and grabbed at his leg. Turns out he had a broken fibula. So he'd been throwing a bunch of pitches on a broken leg and throwing effectively too, but they had to take him out of the game. He's done for the series now, which is not good for my Atlanta Braves.
So, he puts the bloody sock to shame. Will he become a right-wing lunatic? Like Boston Red Sox. What's his name?
What are you, Chris Hayes all of a sudden? Are you Don Lemon?
What was his name? The pitcher.
Roger Clemens.
No, he didn't have the bloody sock, and he's not a right-wing lunatic. And neither is the guy I'm talking about. Played for the Diamondbacks, won a World Series with them.
Boston Red Sox, bloody sock, Kurt
Randy
Schilling.
Johnson?
Kurt
no,
Schilling.
No, not Randy Johnson. What?
Kurt effing Schilling.
There you go. Kurt Schilling. Yeah. No, and he's not a right-wing lunatic. I just was joking because I heard MSNBC talking. He just got banned from Twitter, Kurt Schilling. He's become very, very active. You know, he got fired from ESPN for his Trumpy views, and he got moved off of Twitter recently.
Yeah. So, anyway, I was first directed to a Twitter post about it where it's Charlie Morton did all of this on a broken leg, and it shows all the pitches he threw and how good he was throwing until he finally went out. And then I went down to the comments, I don't know why, on this Twitter posting from one of your major sportscasts. And this one guy tweets, not broken, but don't let facts get in the way of a good story. To which someone replies, no, it's a broken fibula, which is a bone in the leg, but don't let facts get in the way of your tweet. And so I thought, all right, what sort of mouth-breathing moron tweets that anyway? So I go to this guy's account. He was following 40 people. He has zero followers. He has not one air-sucking Homo sapien who reads his tweets. And yet he has dozens and dozens of tweets. He is literally the tree in the forest that no one hears.
Well, is he's possibly a bot?
I suppose, yeah, probably. Probably. And actually, that's one of the things I was going to say. If somebody tweets a really nasty comment, you click on their name or their handle or whatever, you go to their feed and you see how many followers they have and how long they've had their account. It is often bots. They're fake accounts.
Yeah, and also, if it is a living moron, and you go to their account and they have zero followers or two, don't respond to them because you just elevated them by responding to them. Ignore them. Nobody's hearing them.
If you missed part of the show, do go to ArmstrongandGetty.com. Get Armstrong and Getty On Demand podcast.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, guys. There is some important news that all men should take very seriously. Your prostate health. Are you urinating more frequently? Are you waking up at night to urinate? Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that just don't work? Sound familiar? If you are one of the millions of men with prostate problems that are driving you nuts, there is some great news. Prostagenics is the all-natural product that beat over 157 other prostate supplements in lab tests and was rated the number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. Number one, because it works. So why not try some Prostagenics and your prostate troubles will be a thing of the past. You'll get a great night's sleep and stop waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. To get your free bottle of Prostagenics, call now, 800-600-2020. That's 1-800-600-2020. Take advantage of our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-600-2020. Do it now.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. at the California Adventure District radio show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At the Wagner Law Group,
Their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
The United States Marine Corps cordially invites you to celebrate the 246th birthday of our Corps, November 10th at noon at the Veterans Grove in front of the Civic Auditorium. Event will take 30 minutes and include the presentation of colors, national anthem, recognizing the oldest and youngest Marines, and more. Birthday cake will be served at the conclusion of the ceremony. That's November 10th at noon at the Veterans Grove in front of the Civic Auditorium. Semper Fi.
A hiker in Colorado was recently lost for 24 hours after they reportedly ignored calls on their cell phone from rescuers because they did not know the number. To be fair, it would be devastating to use your last bit of phone battery only to find out your car's extended warranty has expired.
That is a funny story. Joe did that story yesterday. Huh. I think I might have done the same thing.
Oh, thank God, the rescuers are calling. Hello, hello. There is a problem with your account. Please press 1. Yeah. On the other hand, I'm stranded at on a mountaintop. I may go ahead and answer the phone.
Well, maybe he answered his first one. It was a, do you have a weak stream? And then so he decided to
exactly.
Not answer anymore after that.
Right.
So we were just talking about this whole pre-K thing. There are two giant bills working their way through Congress right now. Nobody has any idea if neither, both, or one are going to pass. They are trillions of dollars. One of them is, in theory, actual infrastructure stuff, bridges, roads, tunnels, etc. Part of it. The other half of it is just usual government waste. That's the good one. The other one is called... The other one is called human infrastructure, and it's full of all kinds of crap that nobody would ever call infrastructure, and it is the wish list that Democrats have been talking about my entire adult life that I never thought would ever pass, but it looks like some of it might actually will.
Yeah, good.
So, where that's headed. But, as of last night anyway, pre-K was still in there, and that's something Democrats have been pushing for years is... Every kid gets an extra year of school on the front end, and so they go in at age 3 or 4, and now we're going to get better results for all this, particularly underprivileged kids that are falling behind. There's no data to back that up. I just went through the beginning of the hour. The Wall Street Journal went through a number of studies showing that it either doesn't help education or it actually harms children. If you've got data showing the reverse, progressives, feel free to point it out, because I haven't ever seen it.
Yeah, it's a snake oil sales pitch. It's government child care. It has nothing to do with education.
So I threw it out there to text, and we got as big a response on this as practically anything we've ever done. First text was this. I'm actually shocked you read your text line. No, I do read the text line. Don't see all of them because, you know, we're a fabulously popular and powerful radio program all across this country. And, of course, we get lots of texts, and I can't keep up with all of them, but we do read the text line. I'll just run through some of the texts, and as always, it's a conversation starter, and merely reading a text is not endorsing it, okay? Let's keep that in mind. It's going to put thousands of paid preschools out of business. Has anybody thought about that? Yep. Got a bunch of texts on that front line. Will pre-K be mandatory? I can't find that information. I doubt it. Kindergarten is not mandatory, which I didn't realize until my son refused to go when the school told me, you know, he doesn't have to go. So, but kindergarten's not even mandatory, so I doubt pre-K is going to be mandatory, but how many of you even knew kindergarten wasn't mandatory? It kind of grows in the social fabric as something that you should do. It becomes a social norm.
More insidious than that, and the previous text clicked this in my head, it will be a gigantic, vast patchwork of government child care all across America. Those child care givers,
they will call themselves teachers or whatever. They will quickly unionize. Then they will work to put private preschools out of business. In the same way we see that, for instance, the California Teachers Association and your local powerful teachers union works like crazy to stifle, to choke to death any innovation or any freedom for parents to move their kids out of crappy government schools into good private ones. So yeah, soon that will come to childcare. Hey, well, doesn't that sound wonderful?
Well, and certainly if all the corporate media who talks about pre-K is an obviously good thing, I mean, if most of America thinks, no, it's just something you do, it's a smart, decent thing you do as a parent for your kid, people will send their kids to pre-K like they do for kindergarten just because they think it's the right thing to do. Regarding pre-K, this could be considered an assault on those small businesses, mostly women-owned, that are daycare for working families. Many women rely on this income to help their families. Now that money will go to the unions. Can we talk for a minute about the massive shortage of preschool teachers we're about to have? With the scenario, my child preschool can hardly find people to run it right now, let alone if you make it free and expand it to millions of people. We touched on that.
It's a win-win for the government. Because it is a mandatory government, it's mandatory that it be provided government service now. If they can't recruit people at, you know, what the prevailing wage, they'll start paying $50,000, $80,000, $150,000 a year for this government program. Those people will be unionized and they will be a reliable, as in rock solid reliable, Democratic vote for the rest of their lives. Believe me, this isn't accidental.
It's a win-win for government. Parents can work longer hours to pay more taxes to fund the progressive programs, and the kids are conditioned to be the next generation of government dependents. I like this text. Hannibal Lecter was raised in a Soviet orphanage and formed his monstrous personality. Thank you.
That's an excellent point. Excellent point.
My wife would take the kids to the park, and all the kids in the pre-K daycare would look at them through the windows. One of our kids once asked why those kids were locked in those rooms. Jeez.
Wow.
That's rough. Preschool, follow the science, LOL. That's a pretty good one. Yeah, the science.
Oh, well played, my friend.
All the studies that we've cited from the Wall Street Journal, it does no good or actually does harm.
Oh, man, to have that. Are there any members of the media listening? Are there any city councilmen, state legislators, whatever listening? That's the one you go with. That is great.
Pre-K sounds like it's even a step further than Head Start. It ends up where druggy parents drop off their abused kids so they can abuse the other children while their parents can stay high all day without their kids underfoot. I don't know how often that happens, but...
I am shocked the number of my friends who are now raising their kids' kids because of drug problems, primarily. Mental health issues, sometimes. It's something. People, just when they thought, wow, the nest is empty, I'm getting near retirement, then all of a sudden there's a little kid in the house.
Yeah. Yeah, I know a few of those myself.
And they're heroes, and they love them the best they can, they're doing great.
Oh, sure.
And my God, I admire the heck out of them, but it's a hard road.
Yeah. Fellas, my warrior wife is a lifer pre-K teacher. She says any curriculum for toddlers that isn't play-based or Reggio Emilia influence, I don't know that, using materials that encourage investigation. I'm not familiar
right.
with that.
That's good stuff, though.
Is always a losing battle. She considers it borderline abusive and has seen young children emotionally harmed. Well, we talked about our coworker who they sent their kid to TK, which is transition kindergarten, and their kid hated it and cried, and they got him out of there and regret having ever done it. One more. I'll hit you here. Well, I gotta go. I'm on a school board. It's already here in California. We've been phasing it in for a couple of years. Yeah, I know. Gavin Newsom's so proud of this. He feels like he's the Martin Luther King Jr. of pre-K. We've been phasing it in for a couple of years in California. Logistically, most schools have no place on campus to put them, as their needs are very different from regular class, and we have no idea how we're going to actually make it work in reality. There you go.
Wow. And that is one of your leading states in the country for this stuff. I don't even know what to do other than to keep, preaching the word.
Keep paying your taxes because billions and gazillions of dollars are going to get thrown at this and it's going to be a mess. And I'll tell you one thing it's not going to do is any good. It may actually do harm.
Right.
And it's almost certainly going to pass.
And the children get further and further from the loving embrace and the loving, raising of the parents. and into the cold bureaucratic arms of the government. Beautiful.
I in theory believe in democracy, but here's a giant change we're going to make to our social structure, our education system, our tax rate, and it's not being debated. It's not being discussed. The electorate is not discussing this at all. It's just going to happen. I'm not sure democracy does work. I'm not sure we are capable of governing ourselves.
Well, I'm trying to find the specific quote. Thomas Jefferson had some great quotes on this, as did James Madison, that an informed electorate is absolutely essential to a functioning republic. Not a good idea, not better, not to be desired.
You know what would be nice is
essential. No. Without it, it dies. Essential. And what you've described is, you know, the death of a republic in a lot of ways.
Tell me where
Thomas Jefferson, here we go. Quote, democracy demands an educated and informed electorate.
And I'm not even sure that's it was possible 15 years ago when people opted not to be informed. I'm not even sure it's possible now with the internet and siloed media and all that sort of stuff. I'm not sure it's even really possible to have an informed electorate. But tell me where you've seen
Let me throw in James Madison. It will be of little avail to the people that the laws are made by men of their own choice if the laws be so voluminous they cannot be read or so incoherent that they cannot be understood. That's where we are. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Tell me where you've seen a conversation about this pre-K thing, where they've gone through the various studies, even if they had studies that were pro, which I don't know where you would find those because I haven't seen them. Even the New York Times study, their story about it was negative. But yeah. Tell me where you're seeing this conversation being had. Yet we're going to pass it, and it's going to become a reality all across America for the rest of our lives. It's a hell of a way to run a country.
Just to bottom line it for you, it is government child care for people who can't or say they can't afford child care and they want to work. Now, it's being pitched as some sort of educational right for poor kids. It has nothing to do with that. That is spin. In fact, it's the opposite of true. I swear off the use of the word free, but it's quote-unquote free child care for people who can't afford child care.
And unfortunately, and again, if you missed the beginning of the hour, get the podcast at armstrongandgetty.com. According to several studies, if they do attempt education, the kids are too young for it and it harms them. It's actually a miserable experience for kids that age to be put into an educational setting.
I'm sorry. I just didn't know.
Well, Bernie's getting one of his wishes, one of his lifetime wishes is going to come true for pre-K.
Yeah, good.
Well, he's an actual Marxist. He wants the state raising the children.
Call your congressman if you care about this. It might be too late. They're voting on it this weekend, likely.
Yeah, you know what? That's a great idea. Get activists. Send them a letter. Call them. They pay attention to that stuff. If 500 people call the congressional office of, you know, Congresswoman X, they will notice that. So find that number and hammer them on this stuff.
There are congresswomen?
Theoretically. AOC appears to be a woman, and, you know, I'm a...
Yes, she does.
I'm a fan of, you know, women.
I'll get down off of my soapbox about this issue now. I've talked about it enough, but...
I'm using a lot of soap.
You know, Michael, you're undermining the outrage, all right? You got to have a sense of when we're ginning up some good outrage, and it's legitimate outrage, by God.
You're really
undermining.
Really bringing your strong Bernard Sanders game today, though.
Bernard Sanders.
Bernard Sanders.
Oh, boy. What next? Oh, you know what we got to touch on? We've referenced it. Is the thousands of people making their way north through Mexico openly stating, yeah, we're going to come to the United States and then we're going to walk in. And what the Biden administration is not doing about it. So stay with us.
Anybody know how accurate the home COVID tests are? I'm getting various reports on that because this is not a rerun. I know somebody said, is this a rerun? Because I tuned in early in the week and Jack had COVID, and now he's wondering if he's had COVID. So anyway, text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Here's a fact.
COVID hospitalizations of young people have tripled since the start of summer. Also a fact. Vaccines are highly effective in preventing hospitalizations and deaths, even from the Delta variant. If you've got questions about COVID vaccines, talk to a doctor, because our kids are irreplaceable. We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Fever is the leading symptom of COVID and the flu, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Be sure to seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
Have you heard? A recent stash of 1904 Morgan silver dollar coins has been found. These gorgeous 1904 O silver dollar coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck. This is a key date for silver dollar collectors, and only a limited quantity are available. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone interested in silver coins. Just call Govmint at 1-800-859-1518 and you are guaranteed a mint condition 1904 O Morgan silver dollar featuring the iconic O mint mark of the New Orleans Mint. The final year of production, but with limited quantity, you must call now. These 1904 O silver coins are still in uncirculated condition. That is 117 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-859-1518. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-859-1518 now to secure your 1904 O Morgan silver dollars before they sell out. That's 1-800-859-1518.
Pick me.
Pick me.
Pick me.
Pick me. Pick me.
Yes, hi.
Pick me.
Pick me.
Pick me.
Pick me.
Pick me.
Pick me.
Yeah, what do you say, jerky? Pick me over here, huh? What are you doing, huh?
Hey, pick me.
Pick me.
Pick me.
Over here.
Pick me.
Hey, pick me.
Pick me.
All aboard Haas Farms. The perfect pumpkin is calling for you at Haas Farms. Big ones.
Hey, pick me.
It's the perfect picking season at Haas Ranch Pumpkin Patch and Holiday Family Fun Farm. Ride the real historic train around the orchard. Enjoy a warm bag of Moe's delicious kettle corn and find your perfect pumpkin at Haas Farms. Crazy pumpkins.
Hey, pick me!
Laughing pumpkins.
Pick me!
Scary pumpkins.
Pick me!
And most of all, happy pumpkins.
Hey, pick me! Come on, pick me!
See more online at HaasFarms.com. All aboard Haas Farms.
Warning, no pumpkins were actually hurt or injured during the production of this commercial.
Ow, that hurt!
Pumpkins cannot talk and do not have feelings, but really do make great family fun.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not, no. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There is no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Don't sit back and be silent. It's a message Nike is now accused of ignoring.
Here in the United States, Nike stands with the Black Lives Matter. Nike stands with Stop Asian Hate. But when it comes to China, Nike remains silent. You do not address police brutality in China. You do not say a word about the oppression of minorities in China.
The Boston Celtics' Enes Kanter from Turkey, in this now viral tweet, calls out Nike for ignoring China's abuse of Uyghur Muslims.
What are you doing about the slave labor that makes your shoes? That slave labor that makes you rich?
Interestingly, Nike and the NBA have doubled down on their warm embrace with the communist Chinese and how important that market is to them.
It's called capture. Capture is the term that they use on this. And China has done a good job of capture with media institutions, with companies, with some politicians. And they have capture of the NBA.
Yeah, indeed. So, Mr. Kanter, that was a brief summary of some of his statements, but man, he gets after it. We're going to play him for you. They're a little lengthy, but this is finally an athlete with principles and with courage. 62, Michael.
Dear Nike, your company says that you are making a positive impact in our communities. And that is true. Yes, you are. Here in the United States, Nike stands with the Black Lives Matter. Nike stands with Stop Asian Hate. Nike stands with the Latino community. And Nike stands with the LGBTQ community. And Nike remains vocal about injustice here in America. But when it comes to China, Nike remains silent. You do not address police brutality in China. You do not speak about discrimination against the LGBTQ community. You do not say a word about the oppression of minorities in China. You are scared to speak up.
I'm not sure Nike supporting Black Lives Matter does anybody any good, but we'll put that aside. He's entitled to his opinion. 53, please. I'm sorry, 63.
Who makes your shoes in China? Do you even know? There are so many forced labor factories in China. For instance, Uyghur forced labor in modern-day slavery, and it is happening right now in China. Millions of Uyghurs are currently detained, sold, and assigned to work at forced labor camps, prisons, and factories across the country. They are under constant surveillance with long working hours and poor living conditions. They are subject to political re-education. They have no freedom of expression, no freedom of religion, and they are not even able to leave. Did you know that almost the entire apparel and footwear industry is tainted by Uyghur forced labor? Many well-known global brands are implicated. And yes, that includes the one of the NBA's biggest sponsors, Nike. Nike claims that they do not allow any forced labor in their supply chains. Yet, they don't have the receipt to prove it. They have not publicly committed to cutting ties with the Chinese government's labor transfer scheme. They have not provided clear timelines or updates about their efforts to end this. They have not publicly committed to the steps outlined by the coalition to end Uyghur forced labor.
This is an NBA player you don't know. He's a Muslim from Turkey, and the reason he's so upset about this is his fellow Muslims are slaves in China, and Nike is, you know, the big sponsor of the NBA and doesn't seem to have a problem with it.
And to the NBA legends who are constantly virtue signaling about the legacy of slavery and that sort of thing, but kind of soft on current slavery.
Don't forget, every time you put those shoes on your feet or you put that t-shirt on your back, there are so many tears and so much oppression and so much blood behind it all. Nike likes to say, just do it. Well, what are you doing about the slave labor that makes your shoes? That slave labor that makes you rich. To the owner of Nike, Phil Knight, I have a message for you. How about I book a plane ticket for us? Let's fly to China together. We can try to visit these slave labor camps, and you can see it with your own eyes. LeBron James and Michael Jordan, you guys are welcome to come too. Nike must be a participant in this. Stop with hypocrisy. Stop the modern-day slavery now.
I'm glad he called out LeBron James, who is one of the biggest virtue-signaling hypocrites in the world.
I don't think he understands the whole situation. But the people at the top of Nike and the NBA certainly do. And this is a big deal because China has capture of the NBA and Nike and so many other big businesses around the world. This is the story of our times. Is there going to be public pressure to make these organizations cut ties with China? Or are they still going to turn a blind eye?
The great decoupling. How will it unfold? Will it unfold? Well, if you have to decouple from the radio and you miss a segment or an hour to the Armstrong and Getty Show, get it to wherever you get podcasts, iHeartRadio, Apple, or just click on the link at armstrongandgetty.com.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional.